Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on the gram. Also, look, we all have credit cards. And real credit card questions come up, right? And when they come up, they require real people. Not automated services, not taped, you know, statements. You want a human being that understands your issues and works with you to resolve them. I mean, real talk, I've been there. And that's why I love Discover Card, because they offer helpful U.S.-based representatives. I can't say that enough. U.S.-based representatives who are available 24/7, 365. Discover. Exceptionally common sense, folks. All right, we got a great hour for you. Bucky Brooks, longtime friend of the show, will join us at the bottom of the hour. Can't wait to talk about these NFL playoffs with him. And then Shop Talk to wrap up this hour. Let's start, though, Rob, with the NBA. And we talked about this a little bit with Vinny Goodwill of Yahoo. But there's a lot of buzz about James Harden. And he even said he's frustrated with the situation in Brooklyn. Obviously, it hasn't worked out the way he envisioned, Rob. And there's rumors and reports about, you know, he may wind up in Philly. There's one report saying that's the overwhelming sentiment in the league. Now, that's just a bunch of executives who don't know saying that they think Harden's going to end up in Philly. It's not a fact.
Well, but because of Daryl Morey being there. I mean, I get it. I mean, you just try to connect the dots. People are talking, you know, like you're trying to figuring, look into things. Like, could he wind up going there? You know what I mean? He's with his former general manager. All kinds of stuff. It makes sense to, like, speculate of him right. going there. It ain't like people are saying, oh, he's going to
Lakers, or he's from somewhere.
Right, or he's going to the Pelicans or something like that.
Well, what is your thought? Look, I get it, Rob. James Harden didn't sign up for this, right? Now, I mean, nobody did, but he's a superstar, and he chose to go to Brooklyn. And you can't blame KD. I mean, you're hurt. You're legitimately hurt. You're hurt, right?
But he's been hurt. Not playing, right?
Right. But he's been hurt. Like last year, I mean, he wasn't there most of the regular season. Obviously, Bazaire in the playoffs and
never,
was there.
I've never seen anything like it. Like I've never seen anything like it for basketball where nobody
this
can
team,
stay healthy.
Yeah, right.
Like,
You're right.
I've never seen it. I've never seen, like, you can't get through a season like a – it just seems weird to me because, you know, we watch some of the other guys play and Jordan and whatnot and great players who never got hurt. And I just – it's mind-boggling how often – and a lot of it – you know, or you know, they're fudging the rules, you know, fudging the injury report to have nights off. So sometimes it's not real, Chris. You know what I mean?
Like maybe tonight with Harden.
Yeah, like tonight.
They better hope it. I hope it's fudging it.
But you know, that could be
a
fudge.
I hope that hamstring's not bothering
him. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it is a fudge. I think it's definitely a fudge.
Coming off of last night and everything. Yeah. He don't want to play back-to-back. It could be. But anyway, my point is, a lot of things just haven't gone right. And everything is still going to come down to what happens in the postseason. You know what I mean? And where they are. If this thing doesn't work out and guys are hurt and they flop and they don't get to where they're going to go, then they're more than likely will be a change. I agree with
that. Yeah. I mean, and look, KD, I wouldn't call KD injury prone, but he's had several injuries in his career. You know, there were times he sat out, you know, large chunks of the season and playoffs in Oklahoma City. Obviously, he missed the season, you know, his first in Brooklyn. And so, and now he's got this. Now, this is just, you know, it's a MCL sprain or something. Like, it shouldn't be that bad, hopefully. Like, he's supposed to be back in several weeks. But still, I get why Harden is frustrated. And beyond that, it's obviously the Kyrie thing. And Rob, Harden has mentioned it a few times now. Remember, we talked a few weeks ago when he mentioned it. I think maybe seemed like he thought Kyrie might come back. But he's still mentioning it, even as Kyrie has said he's not getting vaccinated. So that is a definite source of frustration for him.
Maybe the Nets made a mistake in going backwards on it.
To Kyrie?
Yeah, because maybe. I'm just saying, I understand, Chris, what they were trying to do.
Yep.
But maybe just the in and out and not having a flow and you know what
they're
I mean?
They're only
not feeling...
Rob. They're 4-3 with Kyrie.
Yeah.
Like him playing it. So that's not
great.
That's
what I'm saying. That's not great. Like that they should be better. They might have made a mistake. You right?
I just thought
continuity.
Right. And from the beginning, I thought that was the way to go. Is look, you can't have this dude popping in and out of the lineup. But then I thought they don't look good enough without him to win it. And this is their best shot. But maybe it wasn't the right move. I mean, we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, we don't know. But right now, Chris, right?
It's not looking great.
If we looked at the first seven, it ain't. It just ain't.
4-3. And again, I understand why Harden's frustrated. And Rob, look, Joel Embiid has injury problems too. Right?
Right.
You
might go there. You might go there and he can't play.
It's the same thing.
Right,
there's no question. I mean, that's part of the reason people think, look, man, you better trade Simmons now. Because you don't know when Joel Embiid's knees are going out or anything, right? And I get it. But right now, if I'm Harden, Rob, and look, I would be professional and try to win it with Brooklyn, of course. But I'd be very open to going to Philadelphia next year.
But my thing, you just said it. If I'm Harden, Chris, all I want is to win one championship. This might be my best. If everybody can be healthy, the chances of two of the three guys being hurt like they were a year ago, I'm just saying, aren't good, right?
But it's always – last year they were always in and out of the lineup.
Right, but if you can get put it together, win a championship, then you could do whatever you want. Once you have that in your back pocket, I don't think Harden needs three championships.
That's what Durant did.
Right? To feel like to validate your career.
One.
He needs one, right. Chris. He's not going to be in a conversation with LeBron.
Top 10 or something. Right.
He's not in that conversation.
Right.
He just wants to get one, and this might be the best one. You go to Philadelphia and Embiid or something, or Doc Rivers chokes down a 3-1 lead or whatever it is, then you'll be like, what did I do?
What?
Right?
Well, nah, look, nothing's guaranteed.
Right.
But I would get why he's frustrated. And I would say this too, Rob.
No, the frustration
and
I won't get it.
Poo-poo, especially all they've been through, I won't poo-poo a championship with Brooklyn, right, with that big three. But I do believe, Rob, that if he went to Philly, let's say they don't win it this year in Brooklyn, and he goes to Philly, and he and Embiid win it, I do think that makes that's a little more impressive because it was a big two that did it versus an historic big three in Brooklyn. What are your thoughts on that?
So that again, I think
winning the championship in Philly with Embiid would be more impressive than winning it in Brooklyn with KD and Kyrie.
It just depends on how it plays out. But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
what,
yeah, three, and it, three you got two, three yeah. Hall of Famers versus two.
Yeah, I guess you would get more credit if that happened. But just like LeBron, his title
in Cleveland, you know what I mean, was more impressive than the two he won in Miami.
Yeah, in Miami. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that would be fair. But this is going to be it's just a weird basketball season. We're both trying to get to the All-Star game, right? You're going to be there on Saturday or whatever?
Yeah, I get in like Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I'm only going to be there
just for that
little over 24 hours.
And then leave on Sunday before get
yeah,
back
because I
got
to get back before the game to
right,
watch it. Then I got to see you in the morning. Right.
Right. Okay. I'm going to try to stick around until after the game and come back Monday. But I'll be back Monday for the show. So I don't know. What about the All-Star game real quick? Where are you? Is it any interest?
Yeah,
it's horrible. Chris.
Last year it got better. Like they've instituted these new rules that make it a little bit more competitive. But, Rob, I remember, and people used to even complain about it back then, which I thought was wrong. But, Rob, I remember, like, from the time I was a kid
to I
feel like the sea change was 2014. But up until that point,
it was something
I thought
that you wanted
they
to
were
watch.
Competitive. Heck,
right.
Yeah, I wanted to.
Right.
Like, the games were competitive. They played a little bit of defense, especially in the fourth quarter.
And then it meant
something to be the MVP.
And then all of a sudden, it turned into a lot of different things. Remember when, if you were from that city, Chris, they would force you the ball,
try to get you to the MVP.
And I thought, was it Glenn Rice? And was it that they
well,
did
Rice
that too?
Won it in Cleveland when I cut. That was the year August.
Right, but isn't
you know,
he from Ohio? Isn't he
there.
From Ohio?
No. He played at Michigan. I don't know where. I can't remember where he's from originally.
Check it out.
I think he's from Flint.
Is he?
Michigan. Yeah, he's not from Ohio.
Okay, I thought where
he's from Flint.
I remember one year they were trying to force.
Well,
me,
they
anyway.
Tried to do that, but I think those were good though. They tried to do it with Kobe. Kobe won it in Philly. Glenn Rice.
A couple of them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, Rob, what happened, and I remember very specifically, it was 2014. It was in New York City, and Russell Westbrook won the MVP in a game where it was like, who cares who wins the MVP?
Right.
Because there was no defense. There were wide open dunks, the drives to the basket. Nobody's near you, and you're dunking, and there were threes. And I look back at it, Rob, and what happened was, the number of three-pointers attempted jumped from like 80 total two teams,
right.
From like 80 to well over 100. They went to 108, then the next year 120-something,
then
130-something. And when you're shooting all threes, that's 75, that's 70 threes per team, 65
right.
to 70 threes per team. It just ain't a basketball game.
Right. And
it's like, I don't know what the heck you call it, but it ain't basketball.
And then we went through a couple of years where the score almost, Chris, went to 200. You remember that?
Right. Which clearly there's no defense.
Right. That's not basketball. The scores were almost, and I kept waiting for them to hit 200 to even see if they had a two where the one is,
right,
you know, 400.
Right, you're
I
right.
want to see.
No,
if
that
they
was
had a two.
And I don't think they do. I mean, who I knows these new
no,
scoreboards, but.
Yeah, they yeah. might. Do they have a two?
I don't. Obviously, the old time ones don't. You know, we got them the same ones in mind, right?
Right.
Where
right.
they don't have a two. I would guess that these do.
New ones do, yeah,
but
probably.
Rob, you're right. And that, it just, I'm sorry. And I have always loved the All-Star game. I've always loved to see, I mean, dating back to Isaiah Thomas, is he going to put on a dribbling exhibition and the alley-oops he would throw and the dunks. But, Rob, a game dunk is really only good when there's resistance.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
dunking on somebody. Not just
not
wide
a, not
open.
Not open
they,
to the basket.
They split
right.
the track. Yeah,
anybody
they split
can
the
do
lane
that.
For
right.
you. Yeah, come on.
That ain't
all nice. Right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Here it is. Which team presents the best situation in the future for James Harden, the Nets or the Sixers? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's right, MC Hammer in the house on a Worship Wednesday. We are the iCouple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done, folks, just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. James Harden, better suited in Philadelphia next year or Brooklyn? Philly with Embiid, Brooklyn with Durant and Kyrie. Your turn to weigh in.
And the MASS unit. All right, let's go. Thomas in the Bay Area. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Thomas?
What up, fellas? How we doing tonight?
Doing great,
man. How are you?
I was on the radio in the Bay Area today, this morning. Yes, very nice.
That's great. So I would say this. I would love to say both, but I'm going to pick one for the sake of the argument.
Right, because both
would be Brooklyn.
Really? Okay.
Both are great. Yeah, I pick Brooklyn mainly because they have Kevin Durant and Philly doesn't. But in order for him to have success, it ultimately counts on him rising to the occasion in the playoffs, which he didn't do in OKC in the finals against the Heat. He didn't do in Houston, playing against the Warriors and the Spurs all those years. And he ultimately needs to want it. He doesn't look like he wants it when it really matters.
It's a great point, because I think one of the reasons he likes Brooklyn, Rob, is because he doesn't have to be that guy in those big games. I mean, heck, all he has to do is run the show, be the playmaker, and KD and Kyrie can hit the big shot.
Right, right.
Now, if he goes to Philly, then he's going to have to take some of those big shots. It's just him and Embiid. You know what I mean?
No, there's no doubt about it. There would be more onus on him in Philadelphia. What about Tim in Ontario, California? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Odd Couple. What's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
Man, I'm doing good, bro. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We are great, man.
Man, listen, it's all about James Harden's trust, right? If he can trust Daryl Morey over Sam Marks, because Sean Marks, the GM for the Nets, I don't know if he's done, and it's unfortunate, but I don't think he's done a great job with this Nets situation. Certain signings were really didn't hit, like choosing Blake Griffin over Jeff Green, which Jeff Green was great for them in the playoffs last year.
Green was good for him, yep.
But he went off of, okay, Blake Griffin, maybe there's something left. He's benched and he's barely out. He's out of the rotation. Also, their decision with Kyrie, I think they're trying to put a lot of pressure on it. Let me get your opinion on this. Trying to get the Nets organization to really fork over that fine, take the hit, and say, guys,
NBA
we're trying
won't
to win.
Do it. No, no,
right.
No.
The NBA's not going to let them.
NBA's not going to let them. So that's not even in a, that's not real. That's not in the equation.
No, I understand that, but from their point of view, because, you know, they're millionaires, they're
no,
ego,
but the,
they're never
the,
going to look inward on themselves. Like,
you're talking about the players?
Yeah, I think because listen, Harden should be looking in on himself. He came out of shape. This hamstring is kind of weird. It, also, his mentality now is more like he's not really fiery like he should be. So they're looking at, hey, let me blame. Okay, Kyrie's a weirdo, but I'm not going to go to Kyrie's face and say, hey, bro, get vaccinated. Let's put some pressure on the Nets organization to just take the hit and fight this
but
vaccination.
They can't
and
do
I don't
it.
Agree
they
with
can't,
it.
They can't. But they can't.
Well, they
do
may
it.
Not know. It's possible the players don't know that. Rob, exactly. That they don't understand that, you know, it's not even in the Nets' hands. You know, that could be. That could be. But it's just a lot of craziness going on there.
Yeah, I just think that, like, if you're a rational human being and you say, well, why can't we just pay the fines? And they say, the league won't allow us to break the law knowingly. We right. can't do it. That's the end of it. What else do I have to explain to you? The league says we can't break the law knowingly.
Right, what? Right.
Now, unless you can't comprehend English, I don't know what else you could tell somebody.
I think Harden's hoping that Kyrie will just get vaccinated, but that don't seem like that's near happening.
Nope, doesn't seem like it. Daryl in Austin, Texas, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Daryl?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Doing great.
Yeah, we love you here in Austin.
Thank you, my man.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Hey, I think he would be better off in Philly. Because, you know, at first I really liked the situation in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
But it seems like they're, like, dysfunctional. You know, it's
KD's
hurt a lot. Kyrie with this other issue with COVID. I think there's more stability in Philly because they have a good coach over there. And, I mean, you know, I think Harden would be a lot healthier next year. And he does. I mean, he's a good ball player. And I think.
Are you afraid of Embiid, though, at all? Like, just Embiid, Chris brought it up.
The injury.
He gets hurt a lot.
He gets hurt a lot, but I think that, you know, I mean, it's you know, KD gets hurt. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all
about
his career.
This is one of Embiid's more durable years, but, it's – I'm with you. Right now it's looking like Philly. We'll see how this thing plays out.
Yeah.
All right, we got Bucky Brooks coming up in a moment, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Steve. We're the Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, longtime friend of the show, now a Fox Sports NFL analyst and a Fox Sports Radio weekend host, our man... Bucky Brooks. Bucky, what's up, man?
What's happening?
Man, what's up, guys? Life is good. How you guys doing?
We are great, man. We are great. I'm enjoying these NFL playoffs, and let's get right to it. Obviously, last weekend, arguably, probably the best weekend ever in the NFL playoffs, but I want to go to Aaron Rodgers because I said it, Bucky, after that guy. He doesn't deliver in the big moments. It's just too many times, year after year, we're seeing it happen. Outstanding regular season QB, but he ain't getting it done. And I get it. The special teams was horrible and lost the game. The defense, though, did its job, and Aaron didn't do his job either. Where you at on Rodgers and what's gone? What happened this year with him in the playoffs and just in general with him in the playoffs?
Look, man, the guy doesn't perform in the postseason. He might be the greatest regular season quarterback that we've ever seen. But when the lights get big and the stage, when the lights get bright and the stage gets big in the postseason, he doesn't deliver. We have more than enough evidence to know that he does not play well in the postseason. And I think what we have to realize is, like, we have to call a spade a spade. We cannot put him in the same conversation with Tom Brady and some of the other greats because he doesn't win. And everyone, we have a bunch of apologists say, well, he doesn't have this. And he doesn't have that. At some point, when you are an elite quarterback, you're supposed to be able to take what you have and find a way to get it done. We saw Tom Brady at the end of that game against the Rams, where he didn't have all of his important cast, make the game close enough where it looked like it was going to overtime. That is what the expectation should be with Aaron Rodgers being a four-time MVP. He doesn't deliver, and I think we have to understand that and really treat it like that.
Are the Rams winning against the 49ers? That's my question.
You know, here's the thing, because the Niners own the Rams when it comes to the way they play. But most of the time, these games come down to quarterback play, and I'm going to take Matthew Stafford over Jimmy Garoppolo. And so this is a situation where Matthew Stafford gets an opportunity to kind of get the monkey off his back, because anything short of a Super Bowl victory is a failure for the L.A. Rams. So I'm saying that in L.A., with everything on it, I think Matthew Stafford has to deliver, and I think he will deliver.
Where are you at on Jimmy G? We know he's not an elite quarterback, But the dude wins. And he wins, like, I mean, San Francisco's record with him, 37 and 15, including playoffs, without him, 8 and 28. Like, that's undeniable. I think he's got good leadership and good intangibles. Not a great quarterback, but a good quarterback. But he wins. Like, where are you at on him? Some people are really down on him and think they win despite him. But I just think the record is too strong to show. He has something to do with it.
The last two games, playoff wins, he has no touchdowns and two picks.
Right.
That's why people look and go, is it really him?
And I'm not saying he's the driving force, but I think he's a good quarterback. But where are you at on him, Brucky?
Look, man, quarterbacks come in two flavors. They're either trucks or trailers. They're even driving the team or the team is pulling them along. He is a trailer. Now, he's a nice trailer because they won a ton of games with him. And the thing about it that makes it really hard is, look, we can say he's a trailer and the team pulls him along. But then when you put other quarterbacks in that same spot for them, they don't win. It is the most remarkable thing that I've ever seen. I don't know if he has, like, four-leaf clovers and rabbit's feet and all kinds of stuff like that.
Well,
like,
when Brady retires, he'll be the new Lote, the luckiest of all time, because things seem to work out for Jimmy G, you know?
Yeah, they do work out for him, but it's one of the more remarkable things. I think for Jimmy Garoppolo, the one thing that he has to do for the 49ers to win, he just can't lose the game.
Right.
This is
a
team that is good enough that as long as he doesn't give the game away, they win. And it's really as simple as the turnovers. Like, his turnovers and the wins is like a remarkable difference. As long as he doesn't give the game away, they will win. It's something that we've never seen, and people will hype him up. Look, it's a little bit of the Kirk Cousins phenomenon, except he wins at a greater level than Kirk Cousins. I've never seen this happen in the National Football League.
We know the plan is to move on to Trey Lance next year. Is there anything Jimmy can do, like if they get to the Super Bowl or win it, like is there anything he can do that you think, you know what, y'all should bring him back for one more year?
Well, look, man, I think they have that. They always have that out. If they win, they always can bring him back because the owner has come out and said, like, look, we're comfortable doing it 1 year, 2 years if we have to until Trey Lance is ready. But I think what we're seeing in the playoffs, man, if you don't have an A-level quarterback, you're going to have a hard time winning going forward. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, on the outside, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson. Like, you have to have a dude with special talent to be able to compete and compete at a high level in this game. So, yeah, they can continue to win with Jimmy G. It's just that their path to victory is so much narrower than everybody else's path to victory.
What about Sean Payton? What do you see him taking a year or so off to do TV? They're talking about replacing Troy Aikman if he goes to Amazon or whatever and then getting back into the coaching job, getting a coaching gig, or is he done? Is he burnt out?
Oh, no, I think he gets a chance to kind of rest and recharge the battery. He gets to really pick and choose which job he would like to go to. And I think that's a great situation for a coach who is, look, man, the stuff that he did in New Orleans, you can't dispute. Won a Super Bowl, won a ton of games, one of the best coaches that we have seen. So he gets a chance to sit out 2022, maybe even 2023, and then pick and choose where he wants to go. I think he comes back into the league, but maybe he takes a little break. And maybe taking that break, because the difference is, like, when John Gruden took the break, it was not, like, the same level coach that Sean Payton is.
Right.
Sean Payton is a much better coach. And so when he gets a chance to jump back in, he gets to take all the information that he learns during his time away and become an even better coach when he re-enters the field. I think we will see Sean Payton coach again.
Bucky, before you go, I want to go back to Aaron Rodgers. What do you think is the best thing for him to do football-wise next season? Stay in Green Bay, you know, maybe mutually they agree to a trade or he asked for a trade?
I think he might retire. I think it's retire or stay in Green Bay.
What do you think he should do? Because I'm looking at Pittsburgh and Denver, which we have been mentioned. Great, I think great situations for him. But I don't think – why should he go to the AFC? You mentioned all the top quarterbacks out there in the AFC. Why – the NFC, especially if Brady's gone, and even if he's not, he's going to have some of his weapons gone. Like, I think the path is easier in the NFC to the Super Bowl going forward than the AFC. But what do you think is the best thing for Rodgers to do?
I think the best thing for him to do is to stay in Green Bay because I think that gives him his best opportunity to win. He gets a chance to whip up on a division that's very weak. He has inferior quarterback play throughout that division. And so he can rack up wins and put himself in the postseason. Here's the thing, Robin, without knowing Aaron Rodgers, I don't know this. If he goes somewhere else, if he goes to Denver, he goes to Pittsburgh, and he's unable to deliver like Tom Brady was able to deliver in Tampa, what does that say about Aaron Rodgers? Right now he can hide behind the fact that, oh, well, you know, the team didn't set it up. If he goes on his own, it puts even more pressure on him to deliver, and he hasn't been able to deliver in Green Bay.
Okay, but let me give you the flip side, though. He does go somewhere else, and then he wins. Then do you say it's Green Bay, or do you say it's him?
Well, I mean, then the narrative flips, just like it flipped for Tom Brady.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right, okay.
The difference is, I think in this year, in the past 2 years, we saw that Tom Brady might be different than we perceived him to be in terms of his leadership ability and his ability to develop relationships. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is the same kind of guy who's a thermostat leader, that when he steps in the room, he is so likable and people respect him so much that they're going to raise their level of play. Because if he was like that, some of those guys that we dismissed, Equanimeous St. Brown, Alan Lazard, and some of these other receivers, wouldn't they have played better? Like Danny Amendola and Julian Edelman and Wes Welker, those guys played for Tom Brady. So that's the thing that we begin to look at, because the failures this year cast Aaron Rodgers in a different light than the light that he's been put in before.
All right, that's our man, Bucky Brooks. Great knowledge, brother. We appreciate
you. That's the last time you're going to be on the show. I just want you to know.
Hey, Rob, it's okay. Like, you can give me a little credit when I told you earlier in the year. I said, Stafford here, it would be the same. Now you can come back and say, Buck, you know what? You were right. Matthew Stafford could have done the same thing that Aaron Rodgers is doing in Green Bay.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see what happens with Stafford.
Sure
will. Because everybody's ready to – you know what? The crowning of Matthew Stafford reminds me of Chris Paul when they were up 2-0. I'm telling you, that's what it reminds – you remember the premature crowning of Chris Paul? All right.
I remember that.
Remember what I told you. You can use that on NFL Network Bucky, okay?
Don't worry about it. I got some cotton balls on the way for you.
All right. There you go. You already know, right?
All right, Bucky. Peace, brother. It's our most controversial segment of the week up next. Shop Talk, Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I had a glizzy in my mouth. What? What are you doing? I did not have anything. I've been eating pizza in Secaucus. I got all pizza right in my mouth.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Wrapping up hour number two. And listen, if you're real credit card questions, you know, you got these questions, things are going on, you call the number on the back of your card, and you get automation. You get recorded statements. And then when you finally get a human being on the line, they're 10,000 miles away on the other side of the earth.
Yay.
And got no idea what you're talking about. See, real credit card questions need real people. Folks that understand your issues and work to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7, 365. Exceptionally common sense. You get that with Discover. All right, it's time, folks, for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk on the Odd Couple here at Fox Sports Radio. A segment where we discuss something happening outside of the world of sports. This week's topic comes to us courtesy of Spotify. You know, you get the Odd Couple on Spotify. Download the podcast. Listen to the show.
Or Inside the Parker.
Inside the Parker. You know, or Straight Fire, you know, whatever. You know, Shallow Oceans might be on there. I'm sure it
or
is.
Or Chris's basketball podcast. Oh, no, never mind.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I had to get rid of that. Yeah. I'm working too hard. Well, some of us do two shows in one day.
Okay.
Yeah, me and
it ain't you.
Me and Chris.
Wow. Hey, yesterday I did four shows.
All right, so here we go. I don't know if you guys heard, but Neil Young put out an ultimatum, to Spotify earlier this week.
Who is it?
He said he put an open letter because of Joe Rogan and his podcast, quote, spreading fake information about vaccines. They can have Rogan or Young, not both.
Wow.
How long did that decision take?
As of today, less than 48 hours later, Spotify dropped the Neil Young streaming off of their platform.
Bye, Felicia.
So here's the question, guys. Rob, you've boycotted a lot of things in your life, namely the El Pollo logo across the street.
Yes.
Do you have to be of a certain notoriety in order for a boycott to be effective?
No.
What?
You don't.
Okay.
No, what do you mean? Like you what do you mean? Like one person doing it to or a big group?
Yeah.
No, this I'll give you an example.
No. Like my boycott is fine for me. I'm fine. And if Neil Young No, okay. Neil Young doesn't. It says I don't want to be on Spotify. He's saying
he ain't
him
say
or
that.
Me. No, he said him or me.
But what he's saying, me. He thinks he thought that would make Spotify.
No,
drop
I don't think,
Joe
I don't,
Rogan.
I don't believe that. I don't think he thought that.
Well, he did.
But then why didn't he just quit?
Yeah, he
just
did,
like, take my music.
Right?
Because I think there was like a pro. It was a protest where he was making a stance and he wanted to make it public. If you just wanted to quit, you would quit. You wouldn't have to bring up Joe Rogan. It's a protest.
Well, Rob, just to update the story, he did publish in a newsletter on his website that he expects he's going to lose up to 60% of his streaming revenue now that his music is no longer on Spotify.
Well, you're trying to think that he didn't think about that? He really thought that...
I honestly have no idea.
I think he did.
I don't know how he thought.
I think you do. Look, you're right, right? I mean, if he feels good about it, then God bless him.
Right, that's my
and
point,
that's what
Chris.
You
right,
feel
right.
good about your little, you know, not going to Polo El Polo Loco.
Well, I'm not spending an extra 15 cents for a Diet Coke. No.
That's good for you. But Diet when you Coke. Talk about really making an impact and getting other people to buy in and costing that company money, like if your goal was to get people to stop going to El Polo Loco because you thought they were overcharging for their sodas, you do have to be of a certain, like, level to be able to do that effectively. I think the one way you could do it where it might be effective and you're not that well-known is if, because he's public, you know, he's somewhat well-known, right? He's a part-time member of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I just read that. And he's married to Daryl Hannah. That's remember Daryl Hannah?
Who?
Now
that, oh, I like
now
her.
That, the actress?
Now that's a plus right
yes.
there.
Yeah, he's married to her. So he's somewhat known, but if you aren't that well-known, and he isn't enough well-known, if he went on a hunger strike, that's how you get people to recognize. You go on a hunger
Rob
strike,
G.
and you don't well, eat until they remove Joe Rogan.
His biggest issue is he went at the biggest podcast in the world. So unless you're like Drake or Adele, I'm pretty sure Spotify is going to pick him over you, no matter
That'd
who
be
are.
Like us. And look, our show is doing great. We've been talking about it, well over 3 million listeners a month. But that'd be like us saying, look, it's us or Drake. Us or Drake. One of us got to go.
Bye,
on
couple.
We be gone.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.